On Saturday, Armenia and Azerbaijan announced they had negotiated a truce mediated by France to allow bodies to be collected and prisoners to be exchanged. But as with a Russian-brokered ceasefire reached a week earlier, the fighting has continued, with each side accusing the other on Sunday of violating the truce. Their war effort against the Armenians is principally an attrition fight, Michael Kaufman, a military analyst at CNA, a nonprofit research and analysis organization in Arlington, Virginia, said of Azerbaijan's campaign. It's not really well organized with a clear theory of victory. Outgunned, Armenia has thrown conscripts and volunteers into the battle. Some of the latter are veterans of the 1990s war, like Artur Alexanyan, a retired Special Forces colonel who said he was in the hospital recovering from surgery when the current conflict began. He said he now leads a volunteer unit in the trenches to the north, battling to halt the Azerbaijani advance. It has been 15 years since he has wielded a weapon, Mr. Alexanyan said Saturday in an interview in Stepanakert, where he was picking up a bag full of radio equipment before driving back to the front. He lifted his uniform to show the bandages around his belly, which he has to change 8 times a day, and wrapped his knuckles against his artificial kneecap, a reminder of his last war. But this conflict is nothing like the 1990s, Mr. Alexanyan said. Then, the Kalashnikov rifle was the principal weapon. This time, there are a few exchanges of small arms fire. Of his unit 17 days at the front, he said, 15 days were spent in the trenches taking cover from artillery barrages that came as frequently as every 20 minutes. There they are surrounded by craters where Azerbaijan has been systematically destroying Armenian tanks and other equipment using modern suicide drones that loiter over a battlefield before driving down to an opportune target. They're so fast that we can't manage to hunt them down, Mr. Alexanyan said. I won't say that we are not afraid. We are all afraid. Mr. Alexanyan and other Armenian fighters said that despite Azerbaijan's fearsome firepower, its foot soldiers proved easy targets when they tried to advance. Their bodies had not been collected, Mr. Alexanyan said, and filled the battlefield with a putrid stench.